Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Te Dorigawa Bookmakers at teidorigawabookmakers.podbean.com. Last week, I said I was going to take my Doko Kanazawa touristy book around to see if people would let me use their photographs. And I took it to four people, four companies, four stores, coffee shop, bakery, coffee shop. And the second coffee shop is interested in selling stuff. Most of the stuff they have in their coffee shop is for sale, mostly artsy stuff. And she looked at it quite considerably and said, she's interested, she'll think about it, and I'm happy, maybe it will be for sale. I have already made five extra copies just for her in case she says, please give me five copies. She also suggested, since it's all in Japanese, that I do it in English for the tourists who come from countries that don't speak Japanese. Very exciting. I hope it works out. On another side of my life, I'm thinking of making some changes to the podcast, maybe a little bit more interactive. More, not so interactive, but more action going on, more stuff. Just me talking about my work, but also somebody else talking about their work, or I don't know, something else. Maybe music? Anyway, I'm thinking of making some changes, so look forward to that. And then I have my little studio, which is my first studio I've had in all my life, and I have made several books. I am learning that if you make several books, you get better and better at making books, and it's quite enjoyable. I have gotten quicker at it, I've gotten more relaxed at it, and I think I've gotten a little bit more confident. I don't know if this shows up in the finished product or not, but at least I feel that way. Anyway, look for some changes, hopefully some sales, and thanks for dropping by. Really appreciate it. See you next time. Here comes your drama.
I've been at the beach for a while. I've been in the city for a while. I wonder if I should go to the mountains for a while. But one of the problems with the mountains is everything is so far away. And I'd have to take a car or have a friend drive me into town to buy glue or paper. I'll have to think about that. Hey, Dorigo Bookmakers, how can you be helped?
Yeah, I have a book and I was hoping you would be publishing it or printing it or making it into a book for me. It's about 100 pages and it's mostly pictures. And I want to be able to have people draw in it.
So it's more like a picture book, or is it more like a coloring book?
Ah, coloring book. That would have been a good idea. No, it's just a picture book. People look at it and go, nice, and then they give me money.
And it's 100 pages, and how many copies would you like?
Well, I was thinking I'd start out with 5, and then if I needed 5 more, I'd come back and order some more.
I think that would be more expensive, and I'm not actually a print-on-demand service. Why don't you order, say, 25, and then if they sell out, you can order 25 more. That's a little bit more doable.
25? I don't think I have that many friends. How am I going to get 25 sold? I don't know anybody.
What were you thinking of doing with the 5?
I was going to give them to my friends.
And you have 5 friends.
About 5, maybe 6.
And you'll be able to pick them up in about 1 month?
Oh, I can't. I pick them up. Just ship them to me, and I think I can handle it.
Okay, that's fine. You send me a copy that I have to make into a book, and I will make it into a book.
Well, that's great. Can I ship it to you? I live... it's going to take about a month for you to get the books from me.
A month? Where do you live?
I live in a little tiny island out in the middle of the Pacific, kind of far from every place.
And how many people live on this island?
Counting me?
Yes.
6. Hello.
I guess it's incredibly easy to move. too far out of town, maybe I'll think about the city again.